Chaplin, I'm going to be joined here today by Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders. They get ready to take on South Hamilton coming up here as they head back into district play again this week for their second week in a row of district. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. You know, it's halfway through the season. Kind of crazy to think about that. And, you know, but that's where we are right now. And I'll just have to continue to plug away.
Yeah, it just football season goes so fast. I think the whole fall sports season goes incredibly fast. You guys opened district play last week. You knew it was going to be a challenge at Manson. They had graduated quite a bit from last year, but seemed to be playing pretty good football. I know you talked with the guys on the scoreboard show, but what do you take from week one of the district schedule that you think can help you as you guys get rolling here in district play?
I think it gave us you know, an opportunity as a team to really step back and take a look and just really focus more about ourselves as a team. Some of the things that we needed to continue to work on and improve on, we need to continue to do that, you know, and that definitely showed Friday night. We just didn't seem to mentally be there physically, you know, kind of maybe half motion. And we just kind of got behind the eight ball real quick and struggled to kind of get back into it. And, you know, some of those situations where we were able to move the ball, but you can't come out and have three turnovers and, mm-hmm. you know, expect to stay in a game. And those are situations that are just drive killers for us. Manson, you know, they were physical up front. And I think our kids were a little surprised by that. And we didn't maybe answer it right away like we should have. But once we kind of got settled down, you know, defensively, we were able to kind of stay in there. But offensively, not able to put points on the board, you know, and control the ball, run that clock and kind of keep it out of their hands. Made it tough to be able to sustain any drives and to be able to finish them.
Coach, you mentioned the physicality of Manson Orthos Webster. I know South Hamilton comes in 0-4, and I haven't seen them, but traditionally a physical team. Is that what you're anticipating from them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the stuff we've seen on film, you know, for the last 4 weeks, they're going to run the ball 95% of the time. I mean, they sit in their wishbone. There's maybe a little bit different in formation type stuff. But for the most part, they just want to run the ball at you and take advantage of any mistakes you're going to make defensively. And it's just straight up blocking. I think there's only about two or three plays you see total where the linemen pull or move. Otherwise they're going to come out and they just want to play up, you know, play up front and let the game go.
Coach, for you guys, then the linebackers and the D line going to be key, but you should be able to creep some of those defensive backs up as well. How much do you feel like you can crowd the box against this team?
You know, what we've seen on film and, you know, and what we want to try to do, I think that's definitely what everybody's going to do against a team that, statistically is sitting in the situation they are, where they're going to run and, you know, a majority of their yards. You know, I think the first game they didn't throw one attempt. Second game was a couple. Third game, I think they had two attempts, no completions. I mean, so you just want to put your kids in a position where they can be successful. But we still have to do your job up front, because even the film that we've watched where teams have done the same thing, pack the box, they still seem to find some alleys if you do not do your job up front. And that's what we, you know, stressed and talked about when we watch film, and showing the kids the things we talk about, and that's why we do it in practice, to make sure we're putting you in the best position to make a play on the defensive side.
So is it the defensive line the biggest one, or is it the linebackers filling those running seams and stuff? Who's the pressure on defensively for you?
Oh, I think for us, it's got to be the whole team. You know, if the D-line's not doing their job up front, then it makes it harder than the linebackers. And the linebackers aren't doing their job, then, you know, then it gets back to the D-backs. And everybody has to do it together. I mean, everybody has to be disciplined and not buy on fakes, and they're going to hit you on the second man, or they're going to hit you on what looks like kind of an option pitch type if you leave your area and stay undisciplined. And it's just real important that we get back to. It's very similar when we played out to Aurelia, where, you know, we had part of our defense taking away the fullback, and then the other part of our defense taking away the quarterback, and then the next one, you know, was a pitch man. And that's the kind of scheme we have to be able to go at this week against this wishbone, because if everybody, all 11 guys, go after the fullback, they're for sure going to pull that and give it to the second man through. and he's going to be off to the races with not much competition. So everybody, you know, at the same time, the defensive side has to play well together.
Do they want to run the fullback the most, or are they a team that really wants to get to the edges?
Oh, they definitely, at first, they're gonna pound you on the fullback, and then they want to try and hit their halfbacks on the edges. And they'll throw a quick toss in there, you know. And, of course, they'll throw a play action, but it's just not what they want to do, and you can tell they're not comfortable doing it. And they have some big receivers. They have some pretty good size running backs that they'll try and pound you with. So, you know, as long as we do our job up front, we tackle low and finish tackles, we'll be in a good spot.
Coach, offensively for you guys, how's the growth been for Weston Juulin at quarterback? You got Carson Smith now back for a few weeks, and him and Gabe King. What are you seeing from your run game?
I think it's been a nice mixture of stuff. And we've been trying to work a little bit more different packages to get those guys in certain situations to be successful in the run game. And Weston's really developing in the pass game. He's starting to see things a little bit better. We still got to try and keep him in the pocket a little bit and complete passes. And when he does get out, he's got to use his feet. And when he does, he's very effective that way. So, but we're still kind of learning and making decisions as we go.
What do you anticipate them doing to try and slow down your run game?
I think they'll just stay in their 4-4, what we've seen against every team that they've played this year, because they played Southeast Valley, who likes to throw the ball a lot. They were in their 4-4 cover 3 look. Then against South Central, you saw 4-4, sometimes a 5-4 last week. And when South Central kind of went out in their spread shotgun look, and they were still in their 4-4, just kind of rotated guys over to the trip side a little bit. So we don't anticipate anything really different than that. We just have to make sure we're doing our jobs up front.
Coach, as for you guys, do you feel like you got an advantage in special teams anywhere?
You just never know in a game like this, in district game, when everything looks pretty evenly matched, special teams becomes a pretty big thing. And that's kind of been a little bit of focus for us this week, is to add a few things in the special teams and try and get some kids in different positions and try and take advantage of some of those situations, and hopefully we can make a play or two.
Coach, how important is this game to get to 1-1 in district early in the district season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every game right now, Jeff, is important. Last week was important, but it's one that's in the past now. And we have to forget about it, and now we have to focus on this one, and then the next week focus on that one. I mean, it's every week now for district play, as you're looking for your postseason, an opportunity there. That's why the district games now are real important. You need to show up and play those on Friday nights, and, hopefully the preparation you do during the week puts you in a spot to have success on that Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, we always enjoy talking to you. Appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck with South Hamilton coming up on Friday night.
Hey, we do too. I appreciate Carol Broadcasting and Jeff every week. It's a lot of fun.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders again. They're taking on South Hamilton coming up on Friday.